This is the Livestream Final Fantasy Podcast, mini episode number 3 for December 6th, 2015. Hello everyone, and welcome to this very special mini episode of the Livestream Final Fantasy Podcast. I am your host, Vader SW1, and with me today are Lex.
Hello.
Carly.
Hello.
Tetsujin.
Hello.
And we're throwing this episode up as a very excited event here for what was announced at PlayStation Experience. We got a brand new trailer, including gameplay footage for Final Fantasy VII Remake. And we're just going to share some of our thoughts and break down a little bit of the trailer here for you. How did we feel about the trailer, guys?
Ask Lex.
Please be excited for real.
I thought it was awesome. I had a great reaction to it, and I was watching it. I think the character designs are amazing. Biggs and Jesse look phenomenal. Wedge looks great too. Like, so faithful to the original designs, and there were so many, like, it was so like the original game, I thought, when I was watching it. Just the moments in the game, Cloud somersaulting over the train at the end. Oh, there's so many.
The particular sequence with the boss Scorpion coming down and landing on the platform, that was fucking amazing. Outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
How did you guys feel about the voice acting?
Which was awful in English. I mean, I literally want to punch him in the face. Then I saw the trailer in Japanese, like, that's a normal voice. But the voice in English is horrible.
Yeah, I didn't particularly care for his voice either.
Yep. I feel like Cloud and Barrett sounded fine with the one or two lines that they had, and yeah, Wedge is just terrible.
Did anyone else seem to think that the voices for Cloud and Barrett seemed very much like their voices from like other compilation projects?
Well, yep. Steve Burton is the voice of Cloud, so okay. I mean, that was the same voice actor okay. They used.
Yeah, and he's confirmed it on Twitter.
He confirmed it on Twitter. I can't remember, has it been confirmed if Barrett's voice actor is the same or not?
I'm not really sure.
Some people said that is, I'm sure it was Force Stealer said that's the same, it's the same guy, just from hearing it, but that he sounded different and that they might be going a different direction with the characterization. However, people, Ito, who knows Japanese really well, listened to the Japanese trailer, watched the Japanese trailer a couple of times, and said that Barrett's voice direction is kind of the same.
Yeah, it almost seems like they're, you know, with the original translation to the game, they kind of gave Barrett a very stereotypical ghetto accent, I guess. And
for
it
sure.
Seems like they've cleaned that up quite a bit for the actual voice acting. It doesn't seem like they're leaning so heavily on that stereotype, which is
a good
thing.
Well, they can, because it's 2015, and if you do that, you're going to get in a lot of trouble, because that really, because it was like, it wasn't voiced in 1997, is you don't find it as offensive as you should, even though it kind of is.
Right.
But now, especially now, with the character voice and all that, you can't do that because most of it is just really stereotypical and offensive. And
okay.
I really like what they did with it.
I feel like
seems like a more
gun.
Subdued kind of angry.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I feel like we're jumping the gun a bit with the voices, because after all, this is... it was just a tiny, tiny sample.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Specifically Wedge, because people have been complaining about, okay, when I first saw it, I was like, that was weird. It did sound weird, and it looked weird because the lip sync obviously isn't done. But that fits Wedge's character. Wedge is, you know, like a nervous guy. He's got a very nervous disposition throughout, like, the whole time that he's in the game. That's just the way he is. He's known as being, like, this meek, kind of shy-sounding guy. So I didn't think... I thought the actual voice fitted his character really, really well, although I didn't like it. I didn't like it very much. And I don't know if they're going to go in that direction with Barrett or not. It's too soon. It's far too soon to tell. I know that the actual character himself, the changes they've made to his actual design, he does look more like a Mr. T stereotype, so they might have to tone down the voice acting.
Yeah.
But I'm not really sure what else to say about the voice acting. It was all right. To be honest, I don't watch Advent Children in English. I hate it in English. So if there's an option for Japanese, I might actually do my first playthrough with the Japanese voices because I'm used to them.
Yeah, there's also a chance that this might just be like a temporary voice recording just for the trailer and not the final thing. So maybe it's going to be different in the final game.
Totally. Yeah, I would think that they probably kind of cobbled this together on the fly so that they had something to show off. I'm betting they just pulled the compilation voice actors because it was something familiar to the fans already, and they were already kind of familiar with voicing those characters, so it wasn't hard for them to, you know, get back in the groove. So yeah, I would assume that this is probably something that's not set in stone.
I don't have a problem with Steve Burton as Cloud, as long as he has some decent direction. Because I'm used to him voicing Cloud now from Crisis Core, so
right.
I didn't think he was terrible in Crisis Core, so I don't have a particular problem with that. But obviously, it's the original game. Cloud is the main character. It's going to be really important that it's done properly.
Agreed. Yeah. One last thing on the Wedge voice actor. Totally seems like they just let him chew the scenery up a bit. So I'm hoping that when they do their final recording that they're going to tone him back just a bit.
Yeah.
Did you... have you guys taken a look at the Final Fantasy VII website remake website that Square Enix put up?
Yeah. And I've got to say, I'm really interested in the way they're kind of campaigning with the FF7 remake. And they're very open about the fact that, you know, Cloud and Smash Brothers, because of the remake, there's a Cloud in Midgar event and that mobile Mobius, Final Fantasy Mobius game.
Yeah.
Because of the Final Fantasy VII remake. I think that's nuts and great.
Yeah, I wish I could read Japanese because I really would like to see what some of this stuff is that they're actually doing with him. It looks like Cloud is making an appearance in the Kingdom Hearts Unchained Key. Looks like Mobius Final Fantasy. Of course, there's the Smash Brothers thing. Looks like they're running some kind of discount program through the Square Enix eStore for music and other Final Fantasy VII related merch.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it also they ended up releasing the Final Fantasy VII port for the PS4 yesterday to kind of coincide with the remake trailer. And Lex mentioned it previously in conversation about this, and I think it's worth mentioning on the podcast, this might be the best version of Final Fantasy VII I've ever played as far as a port's concerned.
It is. I think it's the best vanilla version of Final Fantasy VII available on any platform, purely because it looks great. The backgrounds are very, very low resolution in the PC version because it was all ported from the original PlayStation version. For example, in Final Fantasy VIII, the backgrounds are, there's high versions of the backgrounds are 800x600, which is small, but for a game like that, it means that the jaggies aren't that noticeable, whereas for Final Fantasy VII, I think they're 640x480 is the highest. It might even be lower than that, the resolution of the backgrounds, so they look terrible, but they've done some sort of, there's either a smoothing filter in effect over the backgrounds. I know there's a filter in effect over the text because it's a lot jaggier on PC and it is the same text that they've used, but the backgrounds look beautiful and there isn't any loss of detail. So I don't know what they've done there. I think they must have processed all of them, like done a kind of batch process from start to finish on all of the backgrounds. I've yet to come across one that doesn't look great. So I'm really, really impressed so far playing it. It looks great. The three
times pretty decent for an upscale.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, or maybe haven't had a chance to look into it yet, they actually programmed in a few cheats into the game that actually are kind of worthwhile. If you press down the L3 button, it actually speeds the game up. It gives it a 3x speed. I highly recommend trying this at least on a couple of key scenes because it really makes them hilarious.
Yes.
It's also the next best thing to not being able to skip the cutscenes.
For sure. You know, that and that actually gives me an idea about using that when using summons.
Oh, yeah.
They also implemented if you hold down or you press the R3 button, it apparently refills your HP and MP bars as well as fills up your limit break bar, which is a really, really nice addition if you are in the middle of limit break grinding, or even if you're just grinding out levels in general and you don't want to go back to an inn and to refill your HP and MP.
For sure, it is excellent.
I take it you used like that a few times, Lex.
I only used it to... I've used it a few times when I've been grinding, purely to, like, to... when I've been trying to grind out the limit breaks, to get, like, the next level limit breaks, because it's better than, you know, waiting for an enemy to hit you to let it fill up.
Right.
So that, plus 3x speed, makes grinding fun.
I was going to say,
I feel like it's a little bit cheap, but you know, if you've played the game like 20 times before, then what the fuck ever, I'm going to use it.
Sure.
I know that's right, Tets. I know that's right. I think I've played this damn thing about 30 times and I've never cheated through it. So you know what? Let me have my fun with it.
Might as well start now.
Damn right. The last cheat that they implemented, if you press the L3 and R3 buttons together, it actually disables the random encounters. Again, a really nice little trick if you are just really wanting to cruise through the game. Of course, you'll probably end up hosing yourself as a result of that eventually when you get to a boss that you can't beat because you refuse to level up beforehand, so...
For the people like us, though, who have played the game so many times, it's such a welcome addition because you know when you want to encounter an enemy to steal or to grind out limit breaks or whatever, you just turn them off.
Right.
And, well, the best area so far I've encountered that I enjoyed using it in was in the, well, two places today, within the last 2 hours, actually. The Cosmo Canyon, underneath Cosmo Canyon. Because you can just run around and grab everything and you don't have to worry about encounters. It was great. And then Mount Nebel. It was so good there.
Yes.
To run up and grab like the rune blade and to run up the mountains. And I actually ran around the whole area. Went to every area in Mount Nebel just because I could without being interrupted. I was like, oh, look at all this stuff. So it was great. It was so good to do that.
Can I ask how much game time you've actually logged?
Actual game time?
A lot.
Actual game time? Well, how long have I been playing for today? I started playing at 8:30. I stopped playing at 10. So that is... No, I started playing at 8 and I stopped playing at 10. So I'll say 2 hours tonight and yesterday 5 hours on the clock in-game.
Wow, that's impressive. And to be at the...
Yeah, if I was playing at normal speed, like, I would probably be, like, where would I be? Considering I've got great gospel, I am about to go to Wutai, just got the tiny Bronco. If I did everything that I've done in this playthrough without the 3x speed and, you know, the other cheat, I would probably be somewhere around Junin, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, and maybe even slower than that, depending on what you decided to do in Midgar.
I always, to be honest, even if I'm doing a 100% playthrough, I end up running out of Midgar within I've finished the Cam flashback by 3 hours in max because I've
That's impressive.
played through those so many times and I know how to speed run Midgar pretty well. So even if I'm picking everything up.
Yeah, I guess I probably would be able to do that
Oh
too.
yeah.
I usually end up averaging about 3.5 hours in Midgar though, but only because I do just a little bit of grinding in Sector 6 to try to earn some money to buy some extra materia and armor in the wall market. So if I didn't do that, I'd probably get out of there a hell of a lot faster.
For sure.
Real quick back to the Final Fantasy VII Remake trailer here. They used the opening bombing mission track from Distant Worlds, and I've heard some people make mention that they felt like this version of the song didn't have enough oomph to it. Do you guys feel that way?
I mean,
I
I also
disagree.
disagree, but I'll let Tetsu explain why he disagrees.
I don't really know how to explain it. I would just say I think it's just a really great version of that theme. I feel like if they just used the Distant Worlds version in the remake instead of doing like a new original recording, I'd be fine with that. I think it sounds great.
Yeah, I'm totally in agreement with you. I of course I've made mention before that I have a very sincere love for the full orchestration versions of Final Fantasy themes. So, that's a feather in the cap to me. I absolutely love the Distant Worlds version of the opening bombing theme. Lex, what were you going to say about it?
I feel like people who are saying that it's flat have never heard it before. And I kind of understand where they're coming from in the sense that there's like a dinna 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 about bombing mission that just isn't there in the
Yeah.
orchestrated version. So I understand why they're saying it's flat. But what I don't understand is how a person can know opening bombing mission well enough to anticipate those parts, but not have heard the orchestral version at some point in their life. So I
Right.
don't really get it, but I disagree that it sounds flat because I think it sounds great and I think it looked phenomenal. Like I think it sounded phenomenal over that trailer as well, specifically the moments that we saw. So
Yeah.
that's.
Flintlock actually just messaged in here. He actually was going to join us, but he's having some technical difficulties. Flint actually said the problem is not that it's a bad piece, but that it's designed to be listened to outside of the game. It just doesn't work as well in context.
I mean, I can agree with that, but I didn't particularly have a problem with it there. And if they use a different version for the final game, I wouldn't mind.
Which they probably will, because I'm thinking that they're going to do a different. I think it was the only use for the trailer, and it was nice for the trailer. I'm not sure it was going to work so well in the actual game.
I think for those that feel like it's too flat, perhaps they can do something in the mix when they're actually, if they decide to use this version of it for the final version of the game, then maybe they can do something in the mix to boost up the low end a little bit to kind of give it a little bit more of an oomph, if you will. Because I think maybe that's where folks feel like it's missing, or that it's flat because it's missing that driving element. And maybe if they boosted up the low end just a little bit, might be able to pull in some more of that driving element. Carly, I am. You've been awful quiet through this here, and I know that you, among all of us that are on the show tonight, aren't as huge a Final Fantasy VII fan as the rest of us.
Really?
I really want to hear your thoughts about the trailer here, please.
The thing is, Lex was lost his mind the first when we saw it recording. The first thing he said to us, we were not allowed to do anything if any Final Fantasy stuff came up. He's the only one allowed to lose his shit, which he did. The first thing I thought it was great that they started showing the reactions from the rumor awesome back in Pre 3. I thought that was really cool, and then they showed the trailer, and I thought it was just going to be a trailer without the gameplay. Once they showed the gameplay, it's like. That's really that was great. The only thing for me is I would like to see they show the Seventh Heaven at least for 2 seconds and maybe show a cameo of Tifa and Aerith.
Yeah, that would have been nice. it seems like they were really focused on just showing stuff from the opening bombing mission in general, so it didn't look like they strayed away from that at all.
But a cameo from those three things, like showing like Seven Heaven from afar for like 2 seconds and Tifa and Aerith for like a second, that would have been great.
Yeah, that would have been nice. That would have been nice.
Well, than that, I thought it was
great.
I feel
like they avoided showing Aerith, though, because Aerith appears during opening bombing mission. That's your first encounter with her, just right before the soldiers surround Cloud at the train station, at the track, sorry, and that would have been the moment to kind of even just have her in the background or something, so they must have deliberately avoided putting her in there.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're just trying to hold something back for the element of surprise, uh-huh, you know? I couldn't really think of anything else. I mean, I mentioned in the thread on the forums about what we wanted to see as far as expectations for the winter conventions, and I had mentioned that I would have really liked to have seen Aerith's house or Aerith's church. And they didn't show that either. So, you know, I'm not disappointed in any way, shape, or form by what they did show. Those were the things that I was kind of hoping that they would show, so.
Yep. The only other thing, and this goes back to the thing, I see three, that should have been the last thing they showed at that conference.
I'm sorry, the trailer should have been the last thing they showed, is that what you said?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I agree. Would have been an outstanding showstopper. You show the trailer and then just walk off the stage, drop the mic.
Yeah, the entire thing got significantly less exciting after the remake trailer. It was just like, it fizzled kind of out.
But it was worse because they started with Uncharted, then Final Fantasy, which the only two things that you really care about, and then they went for Call of Duty. which I call the bathroom break.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, the only thing that I was kind of surprised by Square not doing was addressing the rumored Final Fantasy XII HD thing. I thought this would have been a really good opportunity to address that, even if they were just saying, no, it's not in the works, or, you know, teasing that maybe a port of Final Fantasy XII could be on the way. I'm kind of surprised they didn't address it in any way, shape, or form.
Well, there's still Jump Festa coming up.
I'm not happy about that.
Oh, Jump Festa, you're right, Tets.
Yeah, when does that take place, Tets? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I think it's this month, actually.
Okay.
Well, I don't know the exact date. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I was just curious if you happen to know right off the top of your head. Yeah, I mean, there's still plenty of time for them to announce it. I just thought that it might serve as a good appetizer before they rolled into the Final Fantasy VII trailer. So, real quick, what did you guys think of the what looks to be the battle system? To me, it looks a lot like what they're doing with Final Fantasy XV.
I love the look of the battle system.
Yeah. I love that.
I like it.
Me too. Does it look to you guys might be running on like the Unreal 4 engine, maybe?
No. Looks like it's running on 15's engine.
Right, but I thought for some reason I had it in my head 15 was using the Unreal engine.
It's not.
I think 15 is using the Luminous engine.
Oh, that's the one. I'm sorry, Ted. You are correct. I'm sorry. Wrong engine in mind. Yeah, it looks like it's still going to obviously be somewhat menu-driven just from the looks of things, but it looks like it's still going to be like a almost like a button-mashing action game on top of that. Okay. So, yeah, I'm...
I don't know if you guys remember, we did a podcast a while ago where I spoke at length about what I would like to see in the battle system, and I said I would really like to see something similar to Lightning Returns, which is where you switch schemas, basically outfits, by pressing the L1 and R1 shoulder buttons. And it looks like that is happening in that trailer. Well, at least you have the ability to switch characters.
Have they actually... I don't. Did they actually confirm that that's what was going on here? Because I thought maybe they might just be showing it from different camera angles and stuff.
Well, I'm not too sure. It definitely looks like someone has control of Cloud, and then someone has control of Barrett.
Someone has control of Barrett.
That's what it looks like to me. So, yes,
I certainly hope
so. That's what everyone kind of wants to see, because we know it's going to be more action.
Because they want to be able to place everyone.
I totally agree. I hope that that's indeed what they're doing. Maybe hitting, you know, like the one of the shoulder buttons would switch you to a different character or whatever.
It's also kind of interesting because that used to be the original plan for Versus 13, that you're able to switch between characters. And it seems that maybe Nomura is now doing everything he wanted to do for Versus. Now he's doing it in the 7 remake.
And what would be funny is kind of if 7 ended up, I'm almost convinced it is going to just outsell 15 anyway outright just because of what it is. But it would be fucking amazing if it did that, and then he's kind of like, ha ha, look what you guys did. You fucked up.
Let's know.
I mean, I do hope that 15 is going to be great. I mean, yes. I'm looking forward to that too. So.
Yeah. I certainly don't wish 15 ill. I just think I think Square sometimes has a really bad habit of making changes when they're not needed to be made. So.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody got anything else on the remake trailer or on the Final Fantasy VII port?
I just want to say they absolutely nailed the fucking atmosphere of Midgar in the trailer.
Yeah, good call.
It's amazing.
Good call.
Because that's one thing that bothered me about, you know, stuff like Crisis Core, because you get to wander around Midgar and the slums in Crisis Core, but it just didn't feel the same. But everything we've seen so far from the E3 trailer and from this trailer, it just looks exactly how you want it to look. It's exactly what you remember
for
from
sure.
Episode 7.
Yeah, and that reminds me, there's that footage of Cloud ducking underneath a piece of falling debris and then sliding in between a couple of some rubble or between some walls or something, and that's everything that I imagined some rundown slum might be. That's outstanding.
Yeah, it's also interesting that the animation of Cloud going between the walls. I think that's actually it looks like it's taken straight from 15.
Yes, it definitely
does. Yes, it does. Yeah, it definitely does. Are you guys happy with Barrett wearing sunglasses? Just out of curiosity.
I guess
it.
Yeah,
I'm getting
I guess
used
I don't
to
really
it.
Care one way or the other. It feels like a.
He kind of looks like a.
I was going to say it feels like an unnecessary change, but it's not particularly, you know, the worst change in the world. So who cares, really?
Yeah, I was going to say he looks like a really beefy Blade.
Yes, you're exactly right, and that's exactly what I was getting ready to say, Tets. I've actually heard people bitch about the fact that Barrett's wearing sunglasses, and I'm like, really? I mean, it's really not that big of a deal. I mean, to be perfectly honest, the first thing I thought was Blade. The second thing I thought about was that old Corey Hart song, Sunglasses at Night.
Oh,
so.
We need to talk about, you've just reminded me by saying that, we need to talk about Cloud's design. Because there are so, I've been through quite a lot of comments on various places about this trailer, and people are complaining that his arms aren't big enough. And I...
You mean muscular-wise?
Like, yeah, muscular. And yeah. I couldn't disagree more. People are saying he looks ill. And my response to this has basically been, I just want to say it on the podcast. My response to this has basically been that he's supposed to look ill because he is ill. He's physically unwell. He's mentally unwell. So I'd be really happy if they stick with this design because he's supposed to look a little bit deranged. And to be honest, see if you stare at a picture of Cloud, if you pause the trailer at the very end and you stare at him, it kind of creeps you out. And I'm really impressed by that because that is the way he's supposed to look. He's supposed to have that kind of crazy look about him. So I'd be really happy if they stuck with the current design. And obviously as the game goes on and as things progress, you sort of start to see him unravel more and then get healthier later in the game.
Totally agreed. Anybody else got anything?
Oh yeah, people are complaining about the sunglasses. That it would be even a bigger deal if they removed Tifa having a miniskirt, which I fucking hope they do, because I do not want her in
They're
a
not going to do
miniskirt.
that. Come on.
I know they're not, but I really wish they would because that is ridiculous and doesn't make
Yes,
any
it
sense at
does.
all. No one that's a martial artist is gonna walk around in a miniskirt. It's ridiculous. And I wish she had a bit of muscle because she should. She's a martial artist.
Maybe they'll
You know,
transfer
that I
like
agree
Cloud's
with.
muscle to her.
They should.
You know, it never struck me that she was actually wearing a mini skirt until much later. I always thought she was just wearing some short shorts, so. Wow, that went over flat.
They probably will just
I
give
noticed
her
that I asked you and
like
they made
they
it
probably will
myself.
just give her like shorts underneath the miniskirt. Did they not done that elsewhere?
She
With
has
lightning.
like in Advent Children, she's obviously wearing pants. I liked her design there. That looks like something practical,
Yes.
but I hate her design in the original game because it's not practical, it's not realistic, it's stupid.
I mean, Lightning wore like shorts underneath her skirt, so I hope they at least do that for Tifa because, you know, I don't want any weird, you know, panty
Oh
creep
you're right.
shots.
You're right. That is
Yeah,
We really don't need that.
totally. They could do similar to what cheerleaders do. They wear some kind of it's not shorts, but something that covers up that area underneath the skirt, so they could do that. All right, anything else? All right, well, I think with at that, I'll go ahead and put a bookmark in this. We want to hear your thoughts on what you felt about the Final Fantasy VII Remake trailer and what you also think about the port to PS4 of the original Final Fantasy VII. Shoot us an email at lifestreampod@gmail.com. You can also reply to the episode posts on the livestream.net forums. And also, please leave us some feedback on iTunes. We always will do our best to read your feedback and your comments on the air. We'd like to thank you very much for listening to this very special mini episode. Take care and always protect the crystals. Music featured on this episode was composed by Nobuo Uematsu and is courtesy and copyright of Square Enix.